You are listening to TalkLine, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
Express yourself.
On. Okay, good morning. Yes. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to TalkLine, to the YK Delta and beyond. I'm Diane McGachran. And
I'm Peter Etchek. Good morning.
And we're here to welcome your calls, your emails, ideas, opinions, points of view, or just sharing something that you're grateful for or that you're enjoying this summer that's been really fun for you and that you've enjoyed doing. We'd like to hear about that, too. And yes. Peter will give out the numbers.
Yes, the numbers to call are 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK. Also, the next 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or email us at radio@kyuk.org. And you can call or email anonymous if you'd like.
Yes, yes. Okay.
But we know everybody, so.
I recognize some of those anonymous voices.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so we're kind of working on my microphone, I think. It's better now. Okay, so next we have Wilson. Good morning, hey. Wilson. Welcome to Bethel.
Good morning, happy people.
Good
Hello.
Morning.
I just wanted to say a few words to people who use social media.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's not about, it shouldn't be, about self-gratification or waiting for a response from the community on what your opinions are or statements are. If you get all bent out of shape and your feelings get hurt, maybe you don't belong on social media, that's the way I see it. And, people say what they say, people do what they do, and if you get bent out of shape over it, maybe you just disconnect your Facebook and just try living for a while, No bothering that thing that causes distraction in life. No bothering that thing that causes, if it causes you misery and pain and hurt, then just stay off of it. It doesn't matter. I mean, I try my very best to, bring this and that up, if you're like a PFD, if you're born in Alaska, you're an Alaskan, whether you're half black, half white, half Korean, half Japanese, half anything, half Oriental, half, I don't know. You're an Alaskan. If you get a PFD, be happy, I talked to someone yesterday or the day before in Anchorage, and they were really, really on the ranting and raving about so many people they run into that come here for the PFD. Like, hey, I heard you guys get PFD, so I'm here. I got to wait 1 year before I get my PFD, and they're not Alaskan. They're from here and there, and their main drive is coming to Alaska so they can get a PFD. And if that person that I was talking to did not like that idea, they should be getting it. I mean, if they're not from Alaska, maybe wait 10 years of residency and paying into the system, like taxes and whatever, maybe they'll qualify. Mm. That's the main point I was trying to make when I made a comment about PFDs, and it's not about racism. I love this person as much as I love that person. Whether you're white or black or native or, one of my best friends when I was in the military, he was a black person, and man, we had a good time together in the military. There's no such thing as color when it comes to friendship, and my friend was black, and I didn't mind that. We were friends. We went out and had birds. That's what you call church's chicken, Can't wait to move back to Mexico. That's where I belong. In 5 years, once my youngest son is done with school, that's where I'm going to be. Alamo, Sonora, Mexico. That's my hometown, besides Bethel, you know. And Bethel Police Department, State Troopers, do what you can to serve your community. Service providers, look for number one, which is the patient. Serve their needs. Mm-hmm. You know? Anyway, that's my encouragement to the people. And if you're listening out there and if you're sad about this, that, and the other, figure out what you can do to make yourself unsad and do it.
Yeah.
Motivate yourself to do what you have to do to pick yourself up, because I'm not going to pick you up. No one's going to pick you up. You have to take that first step. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Okay.
Kuyana Wilson, you know, for some words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
It looks like we have an anonymous email that somebody's going to read. I don't have a copy of it.
So this is anonymous. Suicide is not the answer. We can all help prevent suicide. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline provides 24/7 free and confidential support for all people in distress, prevention and crisis resources for you or your loved ones, and best practices for professionals. You can call that hotline at 1-800-273-8255.
Okay, thank you for that email. And I thought I'll go ahead and add a couple of local numbers. If you're somebody who has thoughts of suicide, you can call. Or if you're worried about somebody, you can call the YK Crisis Line. And that number is 907-543-6499. And there's a toll-free number. This is a crisis line that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Out of YK. The toll-free number is 844-543-6499. So again, the number is 543-6499 and 844-543-6499. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. There we go. All right. So we have an email that I'm going to read. It's a little bit lengthy, so I'll go ahead and read through it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Here I go. This is regarding the Sturgeon versus Frost case. Now, the Sturgeon versus Frost case, just for people who may want to know, is the Supreme Court in the United States held that the it supports Title 8 of ANILCA, and Title 8 of ANILCA is the subsistence priority part of the ANSCA. So anyway, this is a court case where they want to overturn that. Okay, so this is what this email is about. Title 8 of ANILCA is being challenged under Sturgeon versus Frost. That's the case. Congressman Don Young is siding with Sturgeon along with the Safari Club International and the Alaska Outdoor Council. Alaska Outdoor Council gifted $130,000 to support the John Sturgeon case. It is the hope of Mr. Sturgeon's legal team to have this case heard after the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court. Alaska Republican Party believes U.S. Senator Murkowski will come around to confirm the nominee, even if it takes a while. Rural Alaskans' only voice to protecting rural hunting and fishing management rights is under Title 8 of ANILCA. Republican legislators have successfully killed any legislative fixes to adhere to Title 8 of ANILCA. Remember, it was the Alaska Republican Party that tried to oust Senator Lisa Murkowski by supporting Joe Miller in the GOP primary, and it was rural Alaskan votes that got Murkowski elected in 2010. Joe Miller is no friend to rural Alaska. Now the supporters of the Sturgeon case, the Alaska Republican Party, Safari Club International, and the Alaska Outdoor Council want Senator Murkowski to confirm Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Senator Murkowski should remember to stand by rural constituents that supported her win in 2010 and 2016. ANSCA, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971, abolished Aboriginal rights without asking the participation of Alaska Native peoples. Alaska Native leadership worked together to successfully amend ANILCA of the 1980 rural preference provision that is known as Title VIII. Republican Party of Alaska, Safari Club International, and the Outdoor Alaska Outdoor Club never have supported Title VIII of ANILCA. Now they want Kavanaugh confirmed so the rural preference provision can be abolished from ANILCA. Rural Alaskans will no longer have any voice in management of Alaska fish and game. Safari Club has long been involved in litigation and other advocacy efforts to promote hunting, access to hunting, and sustainable use conservation, including hunting opportunities on federal and other lands in Alaska. Safari Club International and the Alaska Outdoor Council have never supported the voice of rural Alaskans on any fish and game issue. Contact U.S. Senator Murkowski by email and write your letters to her to question Trump nominee Kavanaugh on whether to keep intact rural preference provision of Title VIII of ANILCA. Make your voices heard. Best regards, Matthew Nicolai. Okay. So that's very, you know, I'm glad he brought that up because that's a really important detail connected to Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. And so there are some things that could be at risk if he were to become another member of the Supreme Court. Mm. And one of them is these subsistence provision in ANILCA. Okay.
Like to hear more about that. You
yeah.
know?
So maybe Matthew could write more or call or other people who have knowledge of this case, Sturgeon versus Frost. You're welcome to call.
Yeah,
and
I think we need to be on top of this then.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we have a caller from Bethel. Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Alex.
Yeah.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Not to point fingers at anyone. Mm-hmm. Not to point fingers at you, Diane. I just want to say good morning to you and Peter first before I say my piece on the radio.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Peter and I, we were young men at the time when Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971, December 18, 1971, passed. Mm-hmm. I was in the convention at the AFN convention when President Nixon signed that law, so-called law. But I always be a little disturbed about some of the things that relates to Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, which is ANCSA, not ANSCA. Because, you know, professional people seem to mispronounce pronounce something that's not familiar to some of the less educated people like myself and other people in the region. One other thing that that kind of is disturbing to me is, you know, here we go. The email is talking about somebody else, okay? Mm-hmm. We know as the list of shareholders that, you know, there are some good things and some not so good things that has happened since our regional corporations organized. KYUK. Talk line host like yourself tells us, be careful, don't talk about anyone. Don't talk about things that will spiral into maybe argumental issue. The email just did that.
Which email?
The one that you just read.
The Sturgeon versus Frost case email?
Yes,
okay.
Because, you know, it not only affects the individual or whatever organization it is, it affects the people that are involved in it. And something about Title VIII. Title VIII, which created ANILCA, Alaska Native Lands Conservation Act. Mm-hmm. Title VIII gave us an opportunity. It did, ANCSA did eliminate what's called aboriginal rights, and nobody understood that for a long, long time. But ANILCA gave us that chance to do what we used to do from time immemorial. Mm-hmm. And Safari, or whatever organizations like sport organizations, are dominating the whole Alaska because there's money involved. There's no money involved in subsistence activities, but there's sport hunting and fishing and recreation that dominates everywhere, all over the country. But I want to say something that I said in Yupik. Well, I didn't say it this way, but I'm going to. Maybe Peter will remember, okay? Mm-hmm. In the ancient past, elders used to say, don't talk about something that will affect or have an effect on other people who depends on the resource. It will come back to you. It will come back to you in a different way, and it will affect your people. Guess what? Look at our world. Look at the lower 48, what they're experiencing now. Floods, fires, you know, all of that good things that maybe some of those people who come up here and make money off of us and off of our lands up out here and resources, they go back down to south, and then maybe they probably use that money to build themselves a nice home down there. I'm not talking about criticizing anyone. I know that they need to make some money, but what about Alaska Natives like myself, for example? Why am I not given that opportunity to be a guide for hunting and fishing? Why am I not being given an opportunity to be a guide for sightseeing or other kinds of recreation? There are jobless communities like my community, for example, which is which we used to be called postcard country, nice country out there. But there probably is what's called waypoints where sport hunters and fishermen are dropped off without the community's knowledge, and that's not fair to me. There are some people that come from lower 48 and work for those people, and I don't know how much they make over the course of the summer or the season. We would call it season. But what about the little guy who's living in the village who's been trying to find a job and nothing happens? The community tried to do what they can to find jobs, but, you know, there are a few that are fortunate to work for agencies like oil companies or other people. But you have to have an education to work nowadays. You have to have professional experience to be able to succeed. Not pointing fingers, but give us a chance, world. Give us a chance. Give the other people a chance. Maybe I'm fortunate. I'm a retired person. I don't have to work anymore, I hope. But my wife is working on it. But every time when an organization or agency is being introduced to the regions, people are happy. Wow.
So
there's going to be lots of jobs available, employment available. Mm. Yes, Diane.
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, you brought up a lot of different things. I'm so glad that you called. You probably have just a little bit of time left if you want to squeeze something in.
Yeah, well, in conclusion, what I would like to say is community leaders and local leaders like Bethel, give people, local people, a chance to be part of the employment so that, you know, they will be, at least they will they will work and say, yes, I am working for this, because they said there would be some employment available. Okay. That's all I want to say. Thank you. Good morning.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you.
A lot of good points, you know, and would be nice to be able to read all those some of those issues that he talked about on, you know, leisurely, maybe on...
I know. Yeah, he kind of brought up a lot of themes.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a... Is Dr. Roll on the phone? Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
We had a note there, and I didn't know if I was supposed to read the note. YKHC hearing screenings. Okay, go ahead. Dr. Roll, you're on the air. Thank you.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Roll. I'm one of the docs at the hospital. And actually, this isn't a YKHC hearing screening. No. We actually are letting our space be utilized by Oticon, which is a hearing aid company, an international hearing aid company. And they have actually today flown, I think, approximately 40 people here to do free hearing screens that are available both today at the Bethel YKHC Hospital over in the specialty area. They're using our space, and they're doing hearing aid screens. They're doing hearing screens, and if you need a hearing aid, they actually brought free hearing aids. People are welcome. You can call our specialty clinic number, 543-6490, to get an appointment, or you can just walk in. So they have approximately 20 to 25 people working over at the YKHC Hospital today, and we also actually have about 10 or 15 people working over at the teen center today. Mm-hmm. This morning they'll be taking walk-in, anybody who wants to get a hearing screen. This afternoon they're going to be working with the kids that are at the hearing screen. So if your child goes to the teen center, make sure when you drop your child off today that you sign a permission slip so your child can get a free hearing screen that's being offered by Oticon Hearing Foundation.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's great.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out actually they're here for some type of a big international conference in Anchorage.
Oh.
So they're flying here today. They all chartered a plane and flew here for the day to provide hearing screens to Bethel. And on Monday they're actually going to be flying to Antioch and to Lower and Upper Kalispell. And they'll be there all day as well doing hearing screens and also offering hearing aids if needed.
Very good.
And all this information will be scanned into the YKHC chart, so we'll have it available to deal with work with ANMC specialists and whoever else is needed.
Okay.
But it's a wonderful opportunity for anybody who wants to get their hearing checked. Anybody over 40 probably should get it done.
What?
Anybody under 18 should get
what?
It done. Because
wow.
Let's face it, none of us can really hear that well.
Well, you know what?
And the snow machines
I'm
and everything.
Selective. Yeah. You know, let me tell you a fun fact. In Springfield, Missouri, you would find the museum of the hearing aid.
Oh.
There is a museum.
Well,
a museum.
There you go.
Of the hearing aid in Springfield, Missouri on Commercial Street. There.
Well, yes. Oticon has brought, some food to donate as well, and they also are bringing some school supplies to some of the schools in Bethel and in Kalispell and Antioch. So it's really a wonderful thing that we were able to let them utilize our space.
That's awesome.
Feel free to encourage people to wander over.
Okay, thank you.
To the teen center this morning and to Bethel, YKHC, the specialty clinic all day.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad you called to tell us
all
that.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a lovely day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. So next we have Beverly Hoffman on the phone. Good morning, Bev. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. I was going to joke about Elizabeth. What was that? I couldn't hear.
I don't know what you just said.
Let's all go. Let's have a party down there. What?
Okay.
Anyway, a couple of things in regards to Alex. If people want to work, they will find a way to get that job. I guide people up and down the river. We do charters. And it was something, okay, we want to do this. I went and did it. And so it's been 22 years, and there's plenty of opportunity. And the only thing holding people back are themselves. And I encourage people, there's lots of jobs out there. Go get the training. There's training out there. Make it happen for yourself. Don't wait. Because there's opportunity. But the thing I was talking about, 4-Acre Group came in last night or yesterday, and they talked about nonprofits in the region and how much they bring to the economy of Bethel And I wanted to thank Bethel Community Service Lions Club, the college, and other people involved in bringing Lori from 4-Acre Group. We had a meeting last night with some of us that, work on projects like I'm with the YK Lifesavers Volunteer, lots of hours along with other people to bring opportunity now that, for swim opportunities for people at the YK Fitness Center. And it reminded me, that you can't thank people enough for stepping up. And we have had the YK Lifesaver Endowment Fund, and it's growing, and it needs help to continue to grow. And people have done that through cookie sales, Bethel Gives, Ice Classic Tickets, anonymous donations, public donations, donations from people that don't agree with, and it's okay. But I just wanted to take the time and say thank you to the community, to the region, to people that support the YK Lifesavers and the things that we did trying to get the pool built, and then the pool was built. Thank you to our legislators and our leaders in this community that stepped up to the plate. We do things like we support the Bethel Swim Pro, high school swim team. We've supported search and rescue so they could get training on the underwater device to find people. We do half-price swims on Saturdays for the whole family, every Saturday. And we encourage people like Inksman Law Office to do free Saturdays of the last weekend of the month, and Drew's Foundation to do free swim for teens every Wednesday. And I just want to thank all those people, too many to name, organizations, too many to name.
Did they say how much? Did they put a monetary value on all of that?
Boy, for statewide, it was over $3 billion. And for this region, this region is the star for giving. We give more and put more into the local economy than any other region in the state of Alaska. And that was what it was about. And I should run up front and get the flyer. But it was amazing. And I'm hoping KYK we'll do a news story, because you think of the nonprofits in this town and what they bring and what they do. And I really thank Bethel Community Service Foundation for leading all of us, to help us do greater and better things and make our community healthier and better and kinder and all that good stuff. So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you, you guys, and everybody have a safe weekend, and the Silvers are running. Okay, Gliana.
Yeah, Gliana, Beverly. Very good.
Thank you, Bev. Yes, yeah, that's right. The 4-Acre Group had a presentation at the college last night about recognizing really all what it means to have so much contributions to nonprofit work that is done throughout the state, but also in the rural area. So thank you for that call. All right, so we're going to give out the numbers again, and the lines are open.
Yes, they are.
And that doesn't happen a lot, so go ahead and make that call, and we'll check the email and see if it's past 10:30. So, and we'll check the emails and see if there's any emails that have come in, and Peter's going to give out the numbers now.
The numbers are, we'd love to hear from you, are 543-5985, 543-2756. 800-995-8954, or email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Okay.
You can call or email anonymous if you'd like. So we'd love to hear from you, though, so the lines are open.
Okay, so we have a call from Renee. Good morning, Renee. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Oh, good morning, Renee.
We're good. You got a little stat. Okay, now you're Now your phone is calmed down. Oh, a little staticky there. Okay.
Okay. I don't know why that is.
Okay.
You're good now.
You're good.
Okay, so I'm just going to chat a little bit about the Taste of Bethel,
our celebration of diversity. Yes.
First off, Sarah Binu, who organized this whole thing, she has to leave today. She doesn't even get to come to this, and she's put together a cookbook that we're going to have for sale.
Oh, my gosh.
And she did interviews with every single chef, and it's a beautiful little cookbook, so that will be, we're going to sell it in hopes of generating funds for next year, that instead of each of the chefs having to buy the plates and the plasticware and the cups and all that, we're going to buy them ahead of time and give them out. So,
what a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just going to, we have 19, which is actually one more than I wanted. I only wanted 18, but
no,
it's okay.
What am I going to do? It's $5 to taste something.
That's right.
19 times 5.
Well, you're gonna have to be selective,
I'm gonna want to taste a little of something of everything, but okay, go ahead.
All right, so I'm sorry that unless you have a huge stomach, you're not going to be able to get around to all 19.
Funny you should say that, because I kind of do.
Well, of course, you could always buy something and take it home, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, it makes it work out better if it's their $5. So I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to read off the nationalities that are coming for this. So we have Austrian, Hawaiian, Mexican, Filipino, Yupik, Iranian, Israeli, Middle Eastern, North African, Alaskan Fusion, two Alaska Fusion ones, Albanian, Greek, German, Irish, vegan, which is not really, a country. Polish, Thai, Yupik, soul food, Korean, and Malaysian. So if you can't find something you like there...
I know. Oh, my gosh.
You're not going to find it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great. It's on the 18th here at the Cultural Center from 5 to 7:30. I'd come early. Bring your cash, because the money goes straight back to the chef. So I can't deal with credit cards, and I'd rather not deal with checks.
Okay.
So
bring cash. Okay.
Yeah, that's a Saturday, isn't it?
It's a Saturday, Saturday evening, next Saturday evening.
Okay.
Yeah, the next.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow, but the one after.
And so that's fabulous. It's going to be just wonderful, and I'm glad that's going so nicely. And then the next Saturday after that is a Saturday market. That's on the 25th. So, again, doors open at 8:30 for our vendors, and the public is welcome from 10 to 2, and it'll be great. And I invite all the new teachers to come and see and meet the community. It's a good place to meet people.
Right.
And then we're having the Bethel Fair, a little bit later than usual this year. We're going to have it September 7, 8, and 9. I know that people's vegetables and flowers are going to be kind of iffy then, but if you can stick something in the refrigerator so it lasts a little bit longer, we'll be taking entries all that week. Deadline will be 5:30 Thursday the 6th. Because we'll do the judging. By the way, Diane, judging will start at 7. So I need judges if you're interested in volunteering.
I'll be there at 3.
A judge.
I'll be there at 3 in the afternoon with my bib on, my fork at the ready.
Okay.
Pies.
People bring your pies, cookies, bring your jarred fish, bring your, and small samples. Don't give us a big sample, small samples.
Okay.
Especially of the fish, if you intentionally jar a small jar that can be used for this, or if you've pickled something, or if you've done jams, jellies, any of those things, bring us a small sample of yours, because you're obviously not going to want it after, because it's going to sit there for 3 days.
Okay.
And any artwork, anything you've done, drawing, painting, writing?
Sewing.
sewing of any form, photography. Oh, yeah, photography. Diane, I'm really hoping you're going to help with that, too. That's what I'm hoping is going to happen. Bring it in. If you need frames for your photography, please make it a 5x7 or 8x10 format. I have already some pre-cut frames that I'll be happy to put on your... And that's the same with artwork, pre-cut things. But I only have 5x7 and 8x10 sizes. So thank you. If anyone has any questions, please call me at 543-4538 or stop by the Cultural Center. And my office is towards the back of the building going out the back door exit. So.
Okay, so I know you have me down for judging the pies. Just real quick, anyone who would like to have me pre-test their pies?
No bribery.
They dropped the bye-bye house the night before. All right, anyway, just kidding.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Renee.
Bye-bye.
All right, some tasty things coming up with Bethel. Okay, so we have some calls and some emails lined up, and we're going to go right to them. Jeff Sanders is next from Bethel. Good morning, Jeff. Oh, there's an echo. Welcome to Talk Line.
Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Are you still echoing?
Yes, I am, but you go ahead and talk, and I'll stop.
Okay. I heard part of it must have been an email you were reading.
Yes.
About the Kavanaugh appointment?
Yes.
And I would, I concur with the commenter, and would like to go back to my own comments of last week, and that is... The Ninth Circuit. Our Senator Sullivan has an initiative with several other senators to split the Ninth Circuit, basically throw California out because they're too big and he feels they're too progressive for Alaska. And also in that same initiative, there's the acknowledgement that there aren't enough judgeships in the Ninth Circuit for them to do their business in a timely manner. So he wants to create some more judgeship positions. I brought up the Kavanaugh conversation because it's very relevant to the Ninth Circuit as well.
Mm-hmm.
The same guy that's... selected Kavanaugh would also be selecting the circuit judges.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Pebble Mine slogan, wrong mine, wrong place, this is wrong time, wrong president.
Mm-hmm.
Not for our interest, but I think America's interest to give him more power to undermine the judicial system, which is kind of a checks and balance. Maybe the only one we have to his presidency and future presidents. So if you want to make a call to, as was advised by your previous caller, to make a call to Senator Murkowski, you probably want to include this in the call. I think it possibly for us, it's maybe even more onerous in that, in my opinion, in the way the legal system works is you get judges that are reluctant to contradict other judges. So a ruling that comes out of the Ninth Circuit, chances are it's not going to be accepted by the Supreme Court in the first place because they've already created a conservative majority. So, a ruling that comes out of that court is probably not going to be accepted by them. And most of Alaskans' legal opinions that go beyond the Alaskan court system, beyond the Alaska Supreme Court, they'll probably be resolved in the Ninth Circuit. And I don't think we want a number of new judges weighing in on our affairs that are appointed by this guy that's trying to learn how to be president. And I guess you could say that concludes my remarks.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Any comment?
Oh, sorry. We accidentally cut Jeff off, and we apologize for that. Yeah. Next, we have We're going to move to Molly from Lower Kalskag. Good morning, Molly. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, I thought Peter.
Hi, Molly.
We're coming to the end of our time of plenty, season of plenty. Reminder to all the people that go out berry picking, please take your trash with you when you leave. You know, it's that way all over. Hello?
Yes.
We're nodding our head. We agree.
Yes. It's that way all over. My husband and I went berry picking downriver, where the Kuskokwim is wider than it is way up here. And I was so happy. A couple of years ago, we went down there and there was trash all over. But this time when we went, there was, I didn't see not one trash. I was so happy for that.
Wow.
And a reminder, pick up your trash. And, you know, our children are learning from us. They see us and they'll do what we do, you know. So pick up your trash before you take off after your berry picking. Mm-hmm. And school is starting. School mm-hmm. is starting for all over the YK Delta. Talk to your children about bullying. It's the same all over. Talk to your children about bullying, and it's scary. It's very, very scary. I was bullied when I was growing up, and I was raised with turn the other cheek, but it just got too much. And this guy that's like 2 feet taller than me, sorry to say, I paid him back, but that was the end of that.
Oh my!
Yeah,
that sounds like a story.
You know, yeah, but then anyway, let's all talk to our children, our grandchildren, mm-hmm. our nephews and nieces about bullying, and treat people, your teachers and your classmates how you want to be treated. Thank you, and oh my gosh, so much good things happening this month. We're going to have a fiddle dance up here. If the band that they hired accepted, I haven't heard anything, but we'll keep posted, probably via Facebook, and yeah.
All right.
All right,
Molly.
Then, okay, let's all remember to talk to our children about bullying. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Molly.
Day. Yes.
You too. All right. Good. So we have some emails and we have some calls lined up. So we're going to go ahead and take Alexi from Napakiak and welcome him to the show. Good morning, Alexi. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning to you, Diane and Peter.
Good morning.
Mine is short.
Okay.
Diane, do you watch the Arts Channel?
Arts. Sometimes. Sometimes.
TV Arts?
Yep.
Yeah. I love to listen to the news. That's the most important to me. There's advertisement. Every time there is a commercial, and it just stands for Alaska. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if you watch TV or not, but it just stands for Alaska.
I've seen that.
Vote no on one.
Yes, I've seen that.
Now, my question is that for to give the oil drillers, mining, and petrol mining a power to do whatever they want to look for? Is that it? Or am I misunderstanding that?
Well, you're...
Because I don't clearly understand. It seems like it's for the mining, petrol, and oil drilling. I think it's that to give them more power to drill.
So
that's how I'm understanding it. Maybe I might be misunderstanding it, but that's how I understand it. I'm against Donald Gold. And is that... So in stand for Alaska, if I don't want that, do I need to say yes on ballot number one?
Yes. Now, because Stand for Salmon began as an organization, as a movement to get on the ballot the Stand for Salmon ballot initiative. And what that is it updates the laws that are 60 years old for environmental protections to be built in to all rivers and streams where there are salmon. Then,
well, there's a lot of them going up the river.
That's right. So then the Stand for Alaska group copied the Stand for Salmon sort of way of, you know, Stand for Salmon, Stand for Alaska. But Stand for Alaska has many corporations putting in up to, now that's up to $9 million campaign to get people to vote no on ballot measure one in November. Stand for Salmon doesn't have that kind of money, but it has tens of thousands of people who did sign the petition to get the ballot measure on to vote yes to improve the protections for habitat.
Well, I think I'll vote yes.
And Donlin Gold has donated, is the highest donator to the Stand for Alaska campaign.
Yes.
Because they don't want to have more protections that they are going to have to follow.
Well, they have to. They don't want, that's what they don't want. They don't want all these other things that's going to delay them to do what they need to do. To them, it's on the way.
Yeah.
It's blocking them. They need something clear, and I think that would be the way to do it. To me.
So
and that's why I'm saying they should explain more, because they might misunderstand that. I might have misunderstood it, too.
I hear you.
And what about these other people, my own people? We don't read or write in small village every day. We speak Yupik every day.
I know. I'm sorry that it's like that. And that's what Stand for Alaska wants you to be confused and think that you should vote in their direction. But the way to remember it is, it's vote yes for salmon. That's the basic idea. And it's to update the environmental protection laws. It's to make it so that whenever corporations or any kind of work being done in the environment, we have more up-to-date protections in place. Yeah. It doesn't stop development. It's not going to cause... It just means we have to have more protections in, because salmon are suffering in for many different reasons. And we want to make sure that there's salmon in Alaska, you know, forever. So stand for salmon.
So well, I stand for salmon, but to vote no, my question is, will that give the oil driller, mining, and pebble
More freedom, yes.
More.
Yes. If you vote.
So all that will be not on the way. That's what they're trying to avoid to me.
Yes, that's right.
So Stand for Alaska, to me, I think it needs to be brought up more to me.
Thank
so
you.
The people will understand more
That's
about
right.
it.
Well, I'm really glad that you brought it up, and we're going to have to move on now to some other calls
and
emails.
Okay.
But
my time is up. That's all I wanted to say.
You've done a great job.
Speak my mind.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to Ruth from Bethel. Good morning, Ruth. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday, there was a hot topic about Donlin Gold, and everyone was talking about it. But I want to, those of you that want to have a written comment or mail, by mail or email or fax, you need to get a hold of Faith Martineau, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-A-U. She's the Executive Director, Alaska Department of Natural Resources, and her address is 560 West 7th Avenue, Suite 1430 in Anchorage, Alaska, 99501. Or you can call her at 269-0949. Those of you that want to have a comment about Donlin Gold.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to get across. And also, there's going to be, you know, we know there's a big proposition, one going to happen here in Bethel in October when people go vote, and it'll state, shall the city of Bethel adopt a local option to prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages.
Okay.
If you say a yes on this vote question, means you want the community of Bethel to fall under local option, preventing the sales of alcoholic beverages in the community of Bethel. But if you vote no on this ballot question, means you want to let the community of Bethel to remain out of local option, allowing for the sales of alcoholic beverages in the community of Bethel. So I want to urge people to go vote. This is very important. And also, not just bear seekers, take your trash home, but moose hunters, please take your trash home. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You guys have a good day.
Diana, Ruth, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Ruth.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. So when I post the link to today's show on the KYUK Talkline Facebook page, I will add the address that Ruth gave for making that communication. All right, mm-hmm. So we're going to go to Casey Burke from Bethel. Good morning, Casey.
Hi, guys.
Hey, good morning, Casey.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm calling again with a reminder about our fourth annual sportsman show at the fire department on Saturday the 18th. And lots of food, and if anybody wants, would like a table for that event with, you know, camping and sporting type stuff that they want to sell, call the fire department at 2131, or they can call myself at 545-4415. And then the week after that, there's going to be a fun event. It's another it's a fundraising event for the fire department. We're trying to get our last couple pieces of equipment for Medic 6, a power stretcher and some hearse tools. But it's going to be a volleyball tournament. And it's going to take place, thanks to Faulkner Walsh, out at the sand pit, one of the pits. They've already prepared an area to play volleyball, mud volleyball. And it is Saturday the 25th. For information on this and for signing up, there's a Facebook page, Bethel Mud Volleyball page, that gives you all the information.
Mud.
And sign up stuff for that. Or you can call Joey Valadez at 545-1357. 545-1357. There is a fee, and it's $25 per person if you sign up by the 15th, and I think it goes up to about $34 after that. It's going to be 6-on-6 volleyball. So you can sign up individually, or if you got a team, you can sign up. We're also, the fire department will also be selling hot dogs and burgers out there. And it's on the Saturday the 25th. I'm not sure about the time, but you can find out on the Facebook page or call Joey.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Wait, Casey, what about that location again?
It's going to be out at one of the at the sand pit.
At the sand pit, there's a couple of them.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll get more information on that. But like I say, if you go to that Bethel Mud Volleyball page,
okay,
there's all sorts of information and sign up information.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure people will want to come out and watch. You know,
yeah, it should be a lot of fun. They did one about 2 years ago at right at Pinky's Park, but that was not a mud one.
It's August 25th, 11 to 7, right?
Mud volleyball.
If you're reading that, that sounds right.
Yeah, that's at the Facebook page.
Yeah, somebody found it here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A lot of information there. Okay, so thank you, Casey. Yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
And kind of dirty, too.
Yeah, good.
Messed up.
Good cause,
messed
yeah.
up. All right. So next we have John from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah. You know, about this Donlin Gold thing,
mm-hmm.
You know, people never talk about
being very hungry before. You guys ever been very hungry before?
Not maybe in what you're referring to. Right.
I mean, you know, like in the brink of almost starving.
No.
Yeah, it is a very hideous and very hellacious look. Mm. It's very demonish.
Yeah, we hear stories about it from long ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, if our resources are diminished on this river, then we will be starving. Mm-hmm. Because without the natural resources that have been given to us for so-called subsistence, which are the government, the U.S. government is very against now because of economic development, you know, starvation is not a very good thing to see, such as you see it on TV. But it's much more worse than to see it as a person. You know, it was talked about while I was growing up in the 1960s about people who are going to starve and how they're going to look and what happens before starvation comes here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the crime and killing and overfood. Imagine killing over food or going into anybody's home and demanding things. You know, it's the soul of our bodies that we have salmon. It's the soul of our bodies that we have moose, that we have muskrat, that we have beaver. You know, all the natural stuff that's out here that you don't have to buy. I hardly go meat shopping here because of the $40 package stuff. Can't even afford that anymore until very, very seldom I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you are very hungry in a borderline of starving, that's where it's going to hurt. And when it hurts, it's going to hurt very bad.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take your feelings and your emotions, and it'll take over your body. All the bad things that can happen if you go out hungry. You know, you aren't. We quit being safe when we're hungry. We quit being respectful if we're hungry. So, you know, it is part of our life. This river is part of our life because it's the main vein of our bodies. So, you know, somebody, even our corporation, why do they want this up there? That will extremely change our lives, which we aren't ready for. You know, we're not even, we can be considered scientists out here because we're native and we know what we're doing out here. But, you know, without that certificate of a science degree, you cannot work at that mine. We are not miners out here. We once grew up to be miners at all. We don't know nothing about mining. You know, it's already that, people deny that, state of Alaska diminished our fish sorceries. That's why we are in this situation nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for the cause of economic development. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys have a nice day, and thanks for letting me say my piece.
All right, Kuyana John.
Thank you for calling. Okay, we have another caller lined up. Albert, welcome to Talkline, Albert. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Measure one, I vote no. I'm against that down the gold mine, and if it poisons the fish on the river and the store will jack up the price on the goods, and the people around here, their pockets wouldn't be overflowing with money.
Okay.
And the little ones, they go hungry too when they're cyanide. Poison the fish and the game. And it's not a good idea to have little ones go hungry. I know. You know too that little ones, you don't want to see the little ones go hungry or poisoned or sick.
No.
It's not good.
Albert, try and really find out more about Stand for Salmon and for, because it might change your point of view about ballot measure one.
I'm against that, Don Corden, that ballot measure one, I vote no. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Grady, are you going to read an email? Or? Oh, you can read whatever you're going to read. I don't know what you're going to
read. I just thought it might be worth mentioning. Here's the Alaska Ballot Measure 1 Salmon Habit Protections and Permits Initiative yes and no vote clarifications.
Okay.
So a yes vote supports this measure to establish new requirements and a new process for permits for any projects affecting bodies of water related to activity and habitat of salmon, steelhead, or other adromous fish, and to prohibit any projects or activity that's determined to cause significant and unrestorable damage to such habitats. That's a yes vote on ballot measure one. A no vote opposes this measure and establishes new that would establish new requirements and a new process for permits. So a no vote is in favor of no new restrictions, and a yes vote is in favor of these new protections for salmon. Just to make that clear, as our last caller seemed unclear about that. Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Grady.
Okay. So, and that's going to be probably more and more of a hot topic as November gets closer.
Yes, you know.
It's the only ballot initiative, so it's good for people to get really clear on it. Okay, we have an email, or we may have a call. We're going to let our... Grady's very busy back there. He's got phones, he's got emails, he's got ballot initiatives to read about, and now he's on the phone, so it's hard for us to see who's ready to be tapped in, but he'll get us there.
But the fish are running.
What is it you were telling me? The silvers, right?
This morning, I called Fish and Game Test Fishery, and as of yesterday, they had caught 28 silvers, zero chum, and eight reds. So the fish are still running.
Oh, my gosh, that's
and
nice.
If you're after in the silvers around Bethel area, they're swimming out there now.
Yeah. Good, good. Okay, and the red berries are about 5 days away.
They
got another probably about a week.
The blues are ready.
The blackberries, blues
and blacks,
blacks have been really flavorful to me. I eat them on the tundra.
Okay.
So we have Barbara from Florida, all the way from Florida.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you
you're
doing?
In the afternoon now, huh?
afternoon for you.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, but just calling to say hi.
Okay.
Hello. So what's the most fun thing you've done in Florida?
Two beaches.
Okay.
Did and you Disney something.
Did you go swimming?
I don't go in the water.
Okay. You just sit and enjoy. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay. When do you return from there?
Friday.
Oh, okay. Another week. Good. All
another week. But yeah, it'll go by fast if we keep ourselves busy.
Is it hot there?
Well, right now it's pretty cloudy out. We had thunders almost every day for 3 days. But the warmest it got here, what I saw was 89. My granddaughter that I brought with me, she's gotten pretty tan. Just wanted to call, say hi.
Thank you for that Florida greeting.
Hi from Florida, too. But, everybody can have a safe weekend. Save me some silvers and some berries now.
Oh, there's plenty.
Yes. All right, Barbara. Thank you for calling.
Okay,
good to hear
you.
Yeah.
Don't forget to share a hug.
All right.
Yes.
Have a good day. All right, so next we have Chris Carmichael from Gladys Jung, the principal. Oh. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning, Bethel. Yes, this is Chris. I'm the principal at Gladys Jung, and I'm calling to remind all the parents in Bethel that school starting up on the 15th for most students, and that LKSD is currently waiting for our new school buses to arrive.
Oh.
And so there will be no bus service in Bethel until into the month of October. All parents in Bethel will be being contacted by their host schools that their students go to about options for them about getting kids to school. We are either going to be reimbursing parents for bringing kids to school, or we are going to be paying cab vouchers at the school sites if you live in certain areas. So parents in Bethel, be prepared to take phone calls from teachers or staff from the schools that are going to be calling over the next couple of days so that we can find out how you as a parent want us to assist you with your student situation.
Wow.
I'm going to be asking parents to let us know if they want their kids to cab or if they would like to bring them and get reimbursed for that at the end of each month. So we will be contacting folks throughout the next couple days.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay. So
and how
thank
long
you
do
you, very much.
And do you have an estimate on how long this is going to be?
Yes, I do. The school buses should be arriving in early October on the barge. However, it's going to take possibly 10 days to bring them up to Alaska state standards. So perhaps, and we're hoping that for sure by mid-October, LKSD's buses are going to be running, and we're going to have much more flexibility than we used to have with Golden Eagle because we will be in complete control of the busing schedules now. But until then, we're asking everyone to be patient with us and work with us as we try to arrange for getting all the kids to school.
Yes.
Okay, so thank you very much. And if you have a student at Gladys Jung, if by Monday you haven't heard from one of us, you should call Gladys Jung School at 543-4440 and let us know so that we can figure out how you as a parent would like us to assist with your child's situation. And thank you very much, Bethel. I hope that everyone has a great morning.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Wow, that was kind of a big deal.
It is the bus thing.
That's, yeah.
It could be a little bit of chaos.
People might have to be a little patient.
I was just going to say the same thing, yeah. Because we're dealing with a lot of children.
Yeah.
A lot of kids needing rides. And so got to plan ahead.
Yep. So we have some emails. Grady, are you going to read the emails? Or do you want me to email them? You want me to read them? I don't know. This one's very, very long. Do you have any of the emails? I don't have those other emails there. So anyway, we're going to look up those emails and read through a few that have come in, or I will, whichever one. He's going to put them up on the screen for me.
You know, the blue bears out there are bigger than I ever seen them around here.
I thought that too.
You know,
and I found I have two secret locations.
Oh.
Yes. And I've taken bribes too to disclose those. But anyway, okay. They looked very big and more sweet. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting used to them.
You know, they'll get sweeter as the time progresses.
Yes.
You know, when it cools down, then the sweetness, you know, comes out from the blueberries. So.
Oh, I like
that. Yes. And then the ones I was able to pick and find, you know, a week ago. They're, you know, like the berries, blueberries you buy from the stores, mm-hmm. you know how big they are.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were
getting
similar
up there
in size. Yeah,
I noticed that too
mm-hmm.
at the area I was at. All right, so we have, I'm not going to read that one. So there are other emails. Do you have those lined up? Okay, Grady's going to read that email.
Okay.
All right, this one comes in from a Danny Ingvelson. I just wanted to make a comment on our hospital's parking lot. It bothers me that upon entering the parking lot to our healthcare facility that we should promote safety and security, that there is the potential to damage one's vehicle or end up with whiplash by these potholes, which send a bad message, and they are a danger. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, good. All right, next email.
This next one's from Fritz Grenfell. To commemorate VJ Day, that's Victory Over Japan Day, ending the war in the Pacific, VFW Post 10041 will have a ceremony honoring those that served August 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the post home. Thank you for your service.
Okay, good. So I don't, was there an anonymous email or two? Okay, so he's going to look that up. He's, okay, there he is. Okay.
Chifornac is the 10th tribe to pass an anti-Donlan resolution. Great job. Years back, we had the 50-plus tribes unify to oppose something that would have devastated Alaska everywhere, House Bill 77, otherwise known as the Silencing Alaskans Act. This would have fast-tracked the permitting process by removing the public commenting period. Thanks to the unified efforts of the 50-plus tribes, we destroyed the opportunity for this bill to pass. The very same effort absolutely needs to happen in order to preserve our lifeline, the Kuskokwim River. There are lots of things that are uncertain in the future, but we must make sure one thing is certain, the longevity of life thriving in our sacred Kuskokwim River. If we all work in cohesion, we can ensure that nothing can harm our sacred way of life. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. It doesn't say anonymous, Mr. Merrill Lake.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Okay. Thank you for that email. And did we get the anonymous emails read? Oh, okay. Okay, great. Great. All right, so we've had a lot of a lot of different kind of issues come up.
Yes, and then the time moving fast. You know, we only have about
9 minutes.
Yeah.
So if you want to try to get your email in or your call, you can do that. We will go ahead and maybe we should give out the numbers again real quick.
Yes, if you'd like to join in on our talk line show this morning, you can call 543-KYUK, that's 5985, or 543-2756, 800-995-8954. Email at radio@kyuk.org.
Okay, so we have a call coming in. Now, are you going to go out fishing then? To get the last silver.
Yeah, depends on my daughter-in-law, you know, if she wants to handle fish over the weekend, or if she's going to go pick berries. So I've yet to talk to her yet, so
okay,
we'll just see how that goes.
And I'm going to make Salunik this year.
Wow.
Yeah. I did it one time before. I did it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And people politely said, oh, gee, Diane, who taught you how to do this?
Yeah.
And it was an elder who I did not follow the directions. So it didn't turn out right.
All right.
So I'm going to try again this year.
Okay,
we have Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning. This is Susan. I found a pair of children's glasses that have a really strong prescription at the little park by AC Creek Stop. And school's going to start, and I was kind of worried that somebody needs them. They're brown in color. They say Rochester Optical on them, and Magnum Matte Brown. And seems like the right lens is stronger than the left and thicker. And so if anybody's, you know, I'm thinking they're a child's and they look brand new, they could call 543-2326 if they think they're, I'm thinking there might be kids. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. And nice details.
Yes.
She gave a good description of those glasses.
That is.
All right, good. So that number, if you think your child is, or someone that you know is missing a strong pair of prescription glasses, brown, they look new, by AC Quick Stop Playground, you can call 543-2326. All right, and we have Kathy on the line. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. I just wanted to remind people again to register to vote, or if you have moved in the recent past, then update your voter registration by filling out the voter registration form once again. If you're not sure if you're registered, you can't find that voter registration card and you're wondering about it, just go ahead and re-register. Because if your name is already in there, you haven't caused any problem. You're just going to get a new voter registration card.
Nice.
Okay,
so we have our primary election is coming up in, I don't have the exact date.
It's October.
It's in August. 23rd or
something
like that.
Yeah, it's this month.
August, yeah. And then the city of Bethel regular election and state school elections is October 2nd. And then the state general election is November, first Tuesday in November. So, anyway, the easiest way to register to vote is you can go online to the state of Alaska, alaska.gov. Or you can go to the city of Bethel city clerk's office. They're there from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. You can just fill it out right there. Or you can find me at the next Saturday market, and I'll be registering people to vote there. It's not too late. I also will have a lot of information about how you can vote by mail or absentee voting, and how to set your, if you have a son or daughter that's going to be leaving for school in the fall, you can set them up for their absentee voting before they leave, so they have all that information in hand. Mm-hmm. And so everybody, we just need everybody to vote. That's what makes the democracy work. That's
yes, right. And so August 21st is the primary vote for Alaska, and that's to decide the final candidates for governor and, I think governor is the
Lieutenant
main one.
Governor.
And Lieutenant Governor. Then those final candidates will be on the November 6th mm-hmm. ballot. Yeah. For mm-hmm. the final vote. So you have those two main political votes and then the LKSD?
And City of Bethel.
I mean, City
October
of Bethel 6th. Is October
right,
6th.
Right, which is city council and, of course, that very important ballot option that the citizens asked to have on the ballot this year of whether or not to remain in damp status or whether, I mean, wet status or whether to go back to damp.
Okay, so wet or damp on October 6th for Bethel, that ballot measure. Okay, so, all right, thank you, Kathy.
Right. Yes,
sure.
Good.
All right.
Like that.
Oh, gosh, we've been cutting people right at the, cut them off at the knees. But we have Sam. Sam, you have a few minutes before, you'll be probably our last caller today. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Sam with Bethel Search and Rescue.
Oh, good morning, Sam.
Hey, Pete. How are you doing?
Oh, good.
Just a quick reminder for the hunting season, people to take care of their guns. Don't leave them loaded in case the kids are playing around them. Every now and then we get a bad accident from that.
Mm-hmm.
And people, wear your float coats. It's very important. Come home to your people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But all I've got to say, I'm worried about the gun safety. You know, if you don't unload your gun and the kids grab it, and then something bad happens.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right, everybody have a safe weekend.
Safety points, yeah.
Thank you,
and
you
then,
too, Sam.
May I add also that during this morning's coffee at KYUK, there's some information about the river changing, you know, channels and such, you know. So if you didn't hear it this morning, then maybe they'll replay it again right after the news today, I think. So.
Oh, that's right. Okay, good.
Yeah, keep your ears open about, you know, if you're interested on traveling on the river, then there are changes developing, you know, along our riverways.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
You don't end up on a sandbar.
No.
You could be out fishing or hunting or visiting.
If you end up on the sandbar, you could just end up doing a mud volleyball on the sandbar waiting for the tide to come back. Well, we might have one last caller who's mm-hmm. getting in under the wire.
Yeah,
we'll,
and
Grady's setting that up now.
A minute and a half,
I think it's Yvonne. Yvonne?
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the talk line. Is this Yvonne? Yvonne.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Yvonne.
Welcome.
Yeah, exciting to hear too. On the school buses, is that what I heard? No school buses till October.
That's right.
That's right. Until the new buses come in.
That's bad for our children. It's going to create a safety issue when we all go up and bring the grandkids and children up there. LKC and the people of Bethel can do better than that. But they're going to have all these still loose dogs in Bethel. And that's not right for our children. We need to pull together and have the buses up before the. Okay, good morning.
Okay, good morning.
Yes, yeah.
All right, so. Yes, that's going to the timing is difficult, but I'm sure the school is working on a plan. And like Chris said, they're going to be calling all the families.
Yes.
So you will get a call. An arrangement will be made for you to be reimbursed or for there to be taxi vouchers available at the school. So I think it's going to work out.
Yeah, it'll have to.
And the thing is, the school is so close. It's not like you, like some kids in the lower 48, they have to be bused. You know, I rode a bus for 45 minutes to get to my school. So, you know, we're pretty conveniently located. So it should.
Yeah.
I bet it works out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
talking about it, you know, when we discuss things, you know, usually a good answer usually pops up.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for your calls and emails.
Yes,
we really appreciate it, and it's good for the Delta to hear from you. All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yes, everybody, just be safe out there. Enjoy yourself. A lot of bears, a lot of fish.
Yep.
A lot of things happening in Bethel and surrounding, and there's all those summer festivals, too. I think, I know.
That's right.
GVAC. Tuxuk Bay and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And Atmosok. So, yes.
Cool.
Have a wonderful weekend.
All right.
Kuyana.
Bye.
You've been listening to Talkline. The comments, points of view, and opinions made are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors.